Has your faith been under fire? Perhaps some of you listening right now would answer, "Yes, my faith is under attack today. What can I do?" The Bible tells us that the Christian may need endure the trial of his faith. The Bible says, "Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." The Apostle Peter made that encouraging declaration in 1 Peter 1, verse 7. And then he concluded in verse 9, "Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul." When faith is under fire, we need to know, believe, obey, and preach the oracles of God. We read from the Apostle Peter these mighty words of truth in 1 Peter 4:11. "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." We can resist any type of temptation or persecution when the Word of God is our fortress and refuge. Jesus did so, according to Matthew chapter 4. We can do likewise if we are loyal to that which is written in the Holy Scriptures. By means of the Word of God, we can refute any error with which we are confronted. When faith is under fire, we need to remain loyal to the name Christian. This name occurs only three times in the Bible. Luke uses it twice in the book of Acts to inform us of the disciples at Antioch of Syria who were the first ones to be called Christians, the first ones to wear this divinely derived name. Then in Acts 26, 28, and 29, it is recorded that Paul was seeking to make a Christian of King Agrippa. And what Paul wanted Agrippa to be, that is, a Christian, is what Paul was himself. He was a Christian and proud of it. Peter uses the term its third and final time within the Scriptures when he wrote in 1 Peter 4:16, "But if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name." The disciple to whom Peter wrote in the five provinces of Asia Minor were under fires of persecution. Their faith truly was under fire. They were suffering because they were Christians, because of their loyal devotion to the cause of Christ. When faith is under fire, we need to make sure of our continuing loyalty to the precious name we are privileged to wear and to honor. When faith is under fire, we need godly and courageous elders who will stand solidly for the truth. We need elders who will not only stand for the truth and teach it themselves, but who will also hold high the hands of every gospel preacher and every Bible teacher who is teaching the truth and nothing but the truth. Peter says this in 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 4, and I say, are you listening? "The elders, therefore, among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, whom I am also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Tend the flock of God which is among you, exercising the oversight, not of constraint, but willingly, according to the will of God, not yet for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as lording it over the charge allotted to you, but making yourselves ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall be manifested, you shall receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away." Elders are solemnly charged with the serious responsibility of seeing to it that all of what God expects of a local congregation is done within the framework of God's will. They are to see to it that the local flock is fed with sound doctrine. They are to see to it that no false teachers come into their midst and work havoc among themselves. By means of sound doctrine, they are to convince the gainsayers and stop the mouths of those who would lead away the weak and the uninformed. If they live up to the qualification and responsibilities given in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and as outlined in other places where their work is delineated, they can greatly help the redeemed saints when their faith is under fire. That is really the work of elders, to feed the flock and help keep the saved saved. Yes, the faith of elders may be tested. When the faith of elders is under fire, they need to stay close to the Master and make sure they're being loyal to sound doctrine themselves. When their faith is under fire, they need to make sure that they're standing for the truth, that they're teaching the truth, that they are demanding all preaching and teaching done in the local congregation to be sound doctrine and no other kind. Elders are shepherds of the flock, and Paul speaks of their charge and responsibilities in his address to the elders of the church at Ephesus, recorded in Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 32. The Palestinian shepherd did not run when danger was approached. He stayed on the job and protected his sheep. He did not compromise with the enemy. He fought the enemy to a standstill on behalf of his sheep. Faith is under fire today from the forces of atheism, from the teaching of modernists and liberals, from the practice of the vain and the worldly, and from those who would lead God's people into denominationalism. Elders must stay on the job as heroic shepherds and save the flock from any and all dangers. When faith is under fire, we need godly men and courageous elders who will stand as General Jackson did in the war between the states, as a stone wall. The fires of war could not move him. The fires of persecution, sarcasm, and ridicule should not be able to move dedicated and consecrated elders away from the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. Indeed, elders must be men of faith when faith is under fire. The Apostle Paul warned the elders that they should take heed unto themselves as well as to those whom they are to oversee. Truly, faith is predicated upon the Word of God. My friends, did you know that the Word of the living God has already refuted every error that will ever be taught in the name of religion, even before it began to be taught? The Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, has anticipated every error and has given us the ammunition with which to meet it and to explode it before it does any harm. But we have to stay with the sacred oracles in order to accomplish this task. When faith is under fire, let us stay close to the oracles of God, the Word of the living God. We need to do this at all times, but there is double need in our day when our faith is under fire, and the faith of Christians generally may be under fire, being tried and tested. When faith is under fire, we need to recognize our own weakness. Who is so strong and so sure that he cannot be tempted, that he cannot fall? Paul declared in 1 Corinthians 9:27, "But I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected." Later in this very next chapter, he wrote, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he stand take heed, lest he fall." 1 Corinthians 10:12. You know, there was a time when the Apostle Peter was so very sure and certain that he would never yield to Satan's temptations. This was the night of the Savior's betrayal and arrest in Gethsemane. Early in that evening, Peter strongly affirmed that he would never forsake the Savior. He would never deny him. He even affirmed that he would go into prison, or even into the chambers of death itself for the Master. But it took neither a swinging prison door in his ear, nor a sword at his throat, to make him aware of his weakness at testing time. It only took a Jewish maiden with an accusation that Peter was one of the Lord's disciples. He failed the test, even with three denials, one right after another. As incredible as it may seem, he denied his Lord and Master. You know, Jesus had informed Peter that testing time was coming, that his faith would be tried. Jesus told Peter that he had prayed for him. This is what the Bible says, the Lord said, and I say, are you listening? "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." The Apostle Peter responded, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. That's found in Luke 22, 31, 33. Surely, that is no doubt that Peter meant every word of what he said. But his faith was not under fire at that moment. He was in the presence of Jesus when he made that strong affirmation of his faith in Christ and loyalty to him. But later, when he did deny his Lord, the environment had changed. He was in the presence of those who were the enemies of Jesus, who were crying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" It was then the Lord was denied by his disciple, the apostle. What a change! Being with the Lord and being told by the Lord that he had prayed for him, Peter firmly and boldly declared his complete allegiance and loyalty to Christ. "I will never deny you. I'm willing to go to death with you." But with the evil crowd and under pressure, Peter yielded to the temptation of Satan. He denied his own master. Even with an oath, he denied being one of the disciples of Jesus. My friends, it is one thing to be a Christian while in the presence of godly people, but another thing to be a Christian while in the presence of evil people. Who can truly say today that you will never, never deny the faith and yield to the temptations to do evil? Yes, Jesus had prayed for Peter, and Jesus remembered Peter with love and forgiveness. If it were not for the love and forgiveness of our Lord and Savior, not one of us could ever expect to be saved. You know that. But God's forgiveness is conditioned, as you may know. It is conditional. Unfortunately, it seemed that some people delight in the mistakes of others. They can hardly wait to find someone who will give an ear to the bad news they know or hear about somebody else. Sometimes one is made to wonder if such a person is not aware of his own weakness and limitations and delights in trying to trim someone else down to his own size. To say the least of it, such is not the work of love. The inspired apostle spoke of love in these words, and I want you to hear them. "Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave unseemly, seeketh not its own, is not provoked, taketh not into account of evil, rejoiceth not in unrighteousness, but rejoiceth with the truth." 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 6. But my friend, remember what counts is God's love and forgiveness. What is right between God and me is the most important thing. When faith is under fire, we need to pray. Remember, Jesus told Peter, just before his faith was to be under such severe fire, that he had prayed that his faith fail not. Later, in 1 Peter 5, 7, the apostle encourages us to cast all our care and anxiety upon God. He assures us that God cares for us. Many a burden has been lifted from heavy hearts by taking it to the Lord in prayer. It is truly significant that Jesus prayed before he went to the cross, and he also prayed while he was upon the cross. Cross-bearing for us demands that we be people of prayer. When faith is under fire, let us not forget the tremendous power of prayer. When faith is under fire, we need to be vigilant and watchful. It was Peter who said, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom withstand steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world." 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. When faith is under fire, let us realize wherein spiritual strength can be found. Peter's closing words in 1 Peter chapter 5 are profoundly important. Hear them, and I say, are you listening? "And the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory, after that ye have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and forever." When faith is under fire, we need to remember the God of all grace. We need to remember Him as the one who called us into His eternal glory. We need to remember that the Christian's real reward is heaven. The faith that is tried by fire and comes through triumphantly will be the faith that will be rewarded with everlasting joy, peace, and happiness in heaven. When faith is under fire, we need to remember that it is God who perfects, who establishes, and strengthens us. When faith is under fire, let us not forget the true grace of God and our need for standing in His grace. When faith is under fire, Christians can be sure that the grace of God abounds when we abound in God's grace.